All right, good morning. I'm Chip Judd. This is going to be our 8 at 808, our 8-minute mind shift. Kind of what I said about it was it takes more than 8 minutes to change your life, but you can have a breakthrough in just one. New beginnings. 8's the number of new beginnings. What is that all about? Well, new is something that's never existed before, something recent, a change, something fresh, maybe even unfamiliar, something different, and God help us, maybe better. A beginning is the act of entering a process or a state. A beginning is a threshold between what was and what could be. You cross a line between the way my life was and the way it could be by just making a decision. And we're going to talk about a lot of cool stuff. A beginning is the point of time when my future stops repeating my past. A beginning can be a change that's like nothing. Let me give you some words. Breakthrough, fresh start, hit reset, make a turn, make a course adjustment, start over. What does that mean? It means you might be doing the right stuff, but you just need to start it over. Maybe you got off track. Maybe you need to relaunch something that just didn't work like you thought it would. Part of beginning is accepting where you are. You can't be anywhere but where you are. You might not like where you are, but to leave where you are, you've got to start where you are. Sorry. But refuse to stay there. Accept where you are, but refuse to stay there. And here's an important thought as we get into all this stuff we're going to do over the next weeks and months. One decision, one step at a time. This is going to sound weird to some of you, but think small, act small, and it'll create a big shift. Think small, act small, and it'll create a big shift. Studies show that we tend to overestimate what can happen in a short period of time and underestimate what can happen in a long period of time. In other words, oh, I'm going to get all this done in the next month or year. And we set ourselves up for failure. I'm going to change all this much in the next 6 months, and we set ourselves up for failure. What if instead you said, I'm going to just try to change this much? It's one of my favorite little symbols, you might say, because here's the deal. If you can create that much change and sustain it, you're going to be blown away by what you see over the next months and years. Because here's the thing. You're going to get less accomplished in a shorter amount of time than you think you can, but you're going to get more accomplished in a longer period of time than you think you can. All right, here's the deal. I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff at you, man. That's just kind of me, you know, guys that coach me a little bit correctly, by the way, tell me, dude, you just throw so much at people. Well, here's the cool thing with technology. This is being recorded, and it's going to be thrown out a couple different places. Obviously, on Facebook, you can see it again. We're going to put it on a YouTube. We're going to put it on a podcast and probably put it on my website. The point is, you don't have to catch everything right now. Let it just beat you up a little bit or whatever it does, and you can come back to it later and catch it again, okay? So who am I? For those of you that may not know, I'm a pastor and a counselor. My name's Chip Judd, by the way. And I have a master's degree in counseling. I've been at this for over 35 years. You know, what does that mean? Well, it just means I'm an older guy and a lot going on. I've been married to my awesome wife for 42 years. Just absolutely incredible. I can't believe how good God has been to us. We have three amazing kids. And they're married to three, you know, kind of okay spouses. No, I'm kidding. They're married to three awesome spouses. And I have six, gosh, Jesus help me, amazing grandchildren. And I'm a pastor at Seacoast Church, which I'm so honored and proud of. And I also travel and do work with churches and staff and leaders and individuals and marriages and whatever. I'm really more a counselor who happens to be pastoring than I am a pastor who does a lot of counseling. I think like a counselor, and so I just think about it. Why are we doing this? Why do I want to do this? You remember the movie Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis and I can't remember the kid's name. Some of you would help me if you were here, but I can't remember. But The kid's issue was, I see dead people. And it was kind of like this thing he couldn't turn off. Well, my deal is, I see stuck people. Everywhere I go, by the way, let me say this, including the mirror, I see stuck people. I am one. A stuck person is just someone who's got some area, they may have some areas of their life that are just going great, but they have some area of their life where, man, I just keep not doing what I need to do or should do, and I keep doing what I shouldn't do that's not producing good results. In other words, I'm stuck in a cycle or a pattern. And that's kind of what I wake up every day thinking about. How can I help myself and others get unstuck? And why? Because you know what? I believe God has an amazing life plan for you. I believe he has an amazing life plan for me. And I want to get to as much of it as I can. John 10:10. For those of us that are into the Bible stuff, John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you life, that life more abundantly. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Here's what I believe, guys. I believe the greatest act of theft is not when the devil takes something you have. I believe the greatest act of theft is keeping you and I from getting what God meant for us to have. In other words, I believe when we get to heaven, the thing that's going to be the saddest of all is when we realize the life that we left on the table. All the pieces of our life that God wanted to do cool stuff in that he just wasn't able to. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how to grab that thing and grab life by the throat and live it to its fullest. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things. So what should you expect? 8-minute mind shift every Wednesday. Sometimes it's going to be pre-recorded because I do travel and do some of that other stuff. I'm going to do my best to stick to 8 minutes, but come on now. Don't beat me up. I am a pastor and a counselor, and I merge what I call spirit-led biblical Christianity with what I call sanctified psychology, meaning I love to bring some other stuff into the deal. The 8 minutes is going to be kind of an intro or a teaser for other opportunities and resources. I'll point you toward messages that I've done or other people have done. Lord willing, we're going to create some online courses for small groups and self-study. We're going to do blogging and podcasts and YouTube. And if God will help me, which I know he will, I'm the problem, not him, hopefully going to be writing some books. So cool. And we're going to talk about cool stuff. I'm not afraid of controversy. I'm not afraid to be in your face a little bit. And so we're going to try to do that. And I want us to build some community around us and other brave souls that really want to experience change in their life. All right? So next week, not sure what we'll talk about, but we might talk about grace for the race. How to like and love yourself and others while God's changing you. And we'll talk about all kinds of stuff. The two most important words that shape your destiny. Two words that shape your destiny. We'll talk about all kinds of cool stuff. Love you guys real quick. Thank you, Brady. Thank you, Justin, for all the help you've been getting this off the ground. And 8 minutes is going to be tough. Love you guys. Later.